Speaking with me today is Melissa Bromley, Development Director at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, Sina.
So what is a Development Director? Could you talk a little bit about the work that you do here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media?
Yeah. So Development Director is generally the title that's given to somebody at a nonprofit who's focused on fundraising. And I think it's like a sort of an intentional way of hiding the fact that you're focused on fundraising. So when you're introducing yourself to new people, they don't know that you're going to ask them for money eventually. But by now, since that has been the term for a while, people know.
How important is fundraising to a place like the Sanctuary for Independent Media?
I feel like that goes without saying, but obviously it's super important. I mean, none of this work could be possible without financial support to make it happen.
And a large part of that is also Sanctuary Sustainers. We currently have a sustainer campaign. Isn't that right?
That is very right. Yeah. And when we say Sanctuary Sustainer, we mean folks who are contributing monthly. The goal of the sustainer campaign is to sign up contributors of dollars. But I also wanted to say that you're a Sanctuary Sustainer if you're contributing your time and talents here, like all of the producers at the Hudson Mohawk Magazine as well.
So what brought you to this job? What brought you to the Sanctuary and to Troy?
I'll have to shorten that story. But I had been living in Durham, North Carolina, and was intentionally making a move to this general geographic area to be closer to my family and the family of my partner. And with the transition north, I wanted to transition my work also. I had been working in tech, which was very fun and well-paying, but I, you know, sometimes would sit in a windowless room and talk about Twitter for an hour. And it just wasn't how I felt like I wanted to be spending my, like work and efforts and what I have into the world. So I thought about how I might want to be spending those efforts and what I had learned and where I could bring it. And nonprofit development, fundraising came up as something that could be a good fit for the skills I had. And so I moved to Troy without a job and started volunteering immediately at Unity House and also for a friend of mine who does advocacy for prisoner and parolee rights. And within a month or two, I saw this job pop up, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, which I had heard of but had never been to, was hiring for a development director. And I thought, well, this is the right job for me. I know that, but how do I let the Sanctuary know that? So I was able to put together an application, and I was very lucky to have the development director at Unity House act as a reference for me. And I had been able to do some grant writing as a volunteer there. So I had, you know, a sample grant to send along with my application. And then it turned out that my friend Judith Brink, who I'd been volunteering for, helping out with her prisoner and parolee rights work, was like a former co-founder of the Sanctuary. And I didn't know this at the time. I asked her to write me a reference, but she went beyond that. And she was emailing the folks here and calling them up and telling them what a mistake it would be if they didn't hire me. So I got lucky. And also, you know, it was at that time a job that was, it was paying $35,000, which is well below the average for a development director position. So they were probably going to have to either compromise on someone's experience like me or the time and effort that someone was going to put into the job. And I think it's worked out. I've been here now for just over 5 years. It's been an amazing experience for me. I've learned a tremendous amount, met so many amazing people, and really felt like the work I was doing every day was helping to make the world better in these really beautiful and creative and special ways. Super grateful.
What I find exciting getting to know you better through the time that I've been working here is you go beyond the Sanctuary and you're really immersed in Troy. And so how does your work and your ethics, how do they mesh in and outside of the Sanctuary?
Yeah, well, you know, the Sanctuary's mission is to use art and action in support of social and environmental justice. And I think that it is authenticity that is important to the work here. But also, if you're asking people to be contributing their money or their time, you better be doing the same. And what's been really great about working at the sanctuary for me is that it has been a role that's allowed for me to be active in other ways. So helping with voter registration. We set up a voter registration booth in Freedom Square, and it became part of my job to do that. And it's great to work someplace where there's room for you to carry out your own vision of what you think might make a difference. You know, I had to skip work in 2019 to go protest in New York City to be a part of an action helping block the Brooklyn Bridge for Extinction Rebellion. I got arrested. That was the intention of the day. And I didn't have to lie to my employer. You know, it's like, great. They were excited to have me down there. And that was a couple years ago. I've been on calls related to the sanctuary and seen other people who I was arrested with in New York City who are, you know, I'm collaborating with through the sanctuary in other new ways that are also related to environmental justice. It's just a special thing to be able to live a life where the work that I'm getting paid to do is fully integrated with the work that I would be doing if I didn't have to get paid by anybody. And it supports the work here because the people I meet doing these other things are able to support the sanctuary in different ways.
I know that you'll be sticking around, but you are moving on out of this position of development director. So the position is open. For listeners who are interested in the job or passing it along, could you talk a little bit about what we're looking for? What would be helpful for a possible applicant to know about this position?
Probably the biggest skill that you need to have is writing, storytelling, whether it's grant writing or writing a really heartfelt thank you note, reporting or emails or appeals. Most of what I'm doing is writing. Beyond that, I think being open-hearted and really caring about the world.
At the Sanctuary for Independent Media, part of being the development director is understanding the different initiatives that make up this organization. So we have the Nature Lab and People's Health Sanctuary and Sanctuary Radio, The Garden. How do you explain these different initiatives to people who are trying to figure out what this organization is?
It's hard. To be honest, sometimes I pare it down. You know, I pick just the things that are relevant in a given conversation or to a particular funder. My personal view on how it all ties together is that this is a place that is very alive. It's a really special place. I mean, it's able to listen to the needs of the moment and the people around us and pair that with the talents and skills and offerings of our community. And that's something, you know, in my personal life, I love connecting people. And the fact that that is something that the sanctuary does as at the core is really meaningful to me. So, for example, you mentioned the People's Health Sanctuary, which is our newest initiative. You know, starting in 2018, when we were raising the funds to build the new Nature Lab Center and put in a community science lab, which we just opened, we held community listening sessions. And what we were hearing was people were really excited and happy about the work we were doing around climate justice and thinking and addressing issues of soil and water and air health. But also that in our neighborhood, environmental justice means looking at trauma and issues of embedded poverty and physical health disparities. And that was what people wanted from us. And so at around the same moment, Dr. Xavier Coughlin started getting involved and brought in other folks who had been doing sort of grassroots health care. And out of that came what was originally called the Health Autonomy Clinic. And then through more listening, and actually through the Uptown Summer Program last year, went through a shift into the People's Health Sanctuary. Right now, we're working with young people, talking about issues of trauma and mental health. And it's just really inspiring to be able to work for an organization that can, you know, build, has infrastructure and programming to address the things that people are wanting from us.
What else should listeners know about the development director position?
Well, you should know that it's, you know, looking to be filled immediately and that you can find the full job description on mediasanctuary.org. If you visit that page, you'll see a red bar that says, "We're hiring." Click that. And it'll give you more information about the role and information about how to apply.